People in New York City are surrounded by art. They have access to world-famous museums and public art installations, so it takes a lot to grab their attention. But for the past year, a work of street art has captivated lots of people. Rosalind Tordesillas sent us this story from Washington Heights in Upper Manhattan.
Biking up the Hudson River Greenway on a summer weekend, you'll pass barbecues, softball games, playgrounds. And as you near the George Washington Bridge, you'll see this.
He calls it Sisyphus Stone because folks knocked it down 15 times, and every single time he came back up and rebuilt.
That's Maxine Daniels, who owns iBike Harlem. She stopped with her tour group at a curious feature on the riverbank. Dozens of people-sized figures of stacked stones, some over 6 feet tall, spanning well over 100 yards of shoreline.
So when you come down and look through them, it kind of looks like you're looking through a sea of people.
Each figure is made of three or four large stones, a base, a middle, and a head, perfectly balanced.
I thought they were natural initially, and I was like, how would this happen? Like, does a tide bring it in, or...
They almost remind me of sort of, you know, lost souls, people who have been here but that are now lost.
You might think the stones are a piece of sponsored public art, but actually, they're the work of one man, Ulix Grica, who also goes by Ulysses. He spends hours almost every day carefully fitting stones together. He started last summer.
There was just one simple structure, and this woman stopped by, and she said, thank you for building something like this, because today is Hiroshima. That's how I remember that it was the 6th of August.
It started as a small personal project, but kept growing. He'd come day after day to build new figures and repair those that got toppled, usually by careless selfie takers. Some knocked them down on purpose, but Ulix kept building them.
I feel that, you know, I need to spend time here, and it's my garden. Coming here every day, this is where I can free my imagination, I can free my spirit, I can free my breath.
Ulix says the stones are part of his practice of Sufism, an Islamic mystical tradition. He says his figures remind him of people from different cultures meeting for the first time and freezing to study each other.
At night, I would see the stones standing up. They would be the natives approaching, seeing the ships coming and being like silent, petrified.
Ulix was born in Albania and moved to Italy as a child. He won a green card lottery and settled in New York in his mid-20s. He's been here 10 years now. He supports himself doing odd jobs. Creating these statues has become his main occupation. And the works inspired others as well. The stones appear in blogs and online photo essays. But Ulix has decided to end it, exactly 1 year after he started it. At first, he said he'd knock the stones down himself.
Probably okay. I will take it down, yes. I don't want to...
Like piece by piece, you're going to disassemble it.
Yeah. When I leave, everything has to go back the same way it was.
But as the date approached, Ulix said he'd simply walk away.
Let nature take it down itself, little by little, so piece by piece. And that's what I'm going to do.
August 6 was a Monday, with few people outdoors in the punishing heat. But there was a merciful breeze off the river as Ulix spent his final day with the stones. He built some new figures and adjusted some old ones. He took a lot of pictures on his phone. Last time I checked, the stones were still up, but who knows for how long. For the world, Rosalind Tordesillas, New York.